In Jonah chapter 1 and verses 4 and 5 we read, But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. The title of my message this evening, friends, is Asleep in a Hailstorm, because I fear that's where many of us are today. In 1740, when God moved through New England, it was called the Great Awakening. Revival has often been referred to as an awakening. At Gethsemane, Jesus faced the crisis point of his earthly ministry, and his disciples slept right through it. Today, the church is in a crisis point, and we are sleeping right through it. What we need today, friends, is instead of professionalism, we need brokenness before Him. Instead of memorized prayers, we need heart cries. Instead of dry doctrine with no heart, we need wet eyes and a broken heart. Instead of pride backed by academic degrees, we need humility upon our knees. Instead of new buildings and more ball fields, we need street preaching on corners and mission fields. Instead of easy believism during gospel invitations, we need repentance and full consecration. Listen to me, friends. The greatest need today is a preacher called of God. The Apostle Paul, Luther, Wesley, Whitfield, Knox, Edwards, Finney, Spurgeon, Moody, each shared a common denominator, a fire in their belly. They were each so eaten up with the gospel and thirsty for Christ and filled with the Holy Ghost, they could not stand idly by while others perished. They saw nothing but eternity, worshiped the Holy God, and served the risen Christ, living not for earth nor its gains, but living only for heaven and its rewards. When they preached, they linked the devil with sin and the cross with salvation. They preached hell and its fire, and Christ and Him crucified. Not one of them feared king, queen, or pope, and not one of them sought the compliments of men. Let us.